Okay, let me be blunt. Out there in church land, there are two types of preaching. Good preaching and bad preaching. Preaching that brings life and preaching that sadly heads off in the other direction. Preaching that's clearly coming from God and preaching that ain't. And it's the preaching that God anoints that He uses to speak His will into our lives. Hi, I'm Bernie Diamond. Great to be back with you again. Today we're going to be taking a look at this whole subject of preaching from a different perspective. My enduring memory of being dragged to church when I was a child was the droning of the preacher. I can honestly say he never said one thing, not a single thing back in my childhood that impacted my life for good. Well, perhaps there was one thing. I was so bored this particular Sunday sitting in these hard wooden pews as a young lad that I took the time to learn to wiggle my ears. But that was it. An incredible waste of time when you think about it, and really sad, because there's something really powerful about hearing the Word of God preached and receiving God's wisdom that way. Over the course of this week, we've been talking about how we can hear God speak, you and I. I mean, if God is God and we're meant to have a relationship with Him, then shouldn't we be able to communicate with Him? Of course we can pray, that's communication in one direction, but what about communication back in the other direction? And in fact, as we've already seen, God is still speaking today. We've chatted so far about hearing Him speak through His Word and during times when we get still before Him and pray. We're going to chat today about hearing God speak in another way through His providence of preaching. Now, the idea of preaching, some guy getting up and speaking about God's Word, teaching what's in the Bible, you know, to many people, it seems like a pretty old-fashioned concept, pretty dull. And the other problem with it is, let's be honest, there's quite a bit of bad preaching going around as well. I've sat and listened to a lot of people talk about the message they get from their pastor on a Sunday morning. And I have to tell you, in many, many cases, the news is not good. There's a lot of dead preaching out there, people droning on with irrelevant, boring messages. Not everywhere, of course, not every pastor, not every church, but a lot. And if someone's getting offended, I'm sorry, I'm just stating the obvious. A.W. Tozer, in his classic book, The Pursuit of God, put it this way. He said, "It is a solemn thing and no small scandal in the kingdom to see God's children starving while actually seated at the Father's table. Sound Bible teaching is an imperative must in the church of the living God. Without it, no church can be a New Testament church in any meaning of that term. But exposition may be carried out in such a way as to leave the hearers devoid of any true spiritual nourishment whatsoever. For it is not mere words that nourish the soul, but God Himself. And unless and until the hearers find God in their personal experience, they are no better for having heard the truth." It's sad, but it's true. And it's nothing new. This is how Luke records the reaction of people listening to Jesus preaching. Luke chapter 4, verse 31. "He went down to Capernaum, a city in Galilee, and was teaching them on the Sabbath. They were astounded at His teaching, because He spoke with authority." And Matthew, listen to what he records. Matthew chapter 7, verse 28. "Now when Jesus had finished saying these things, the crowd were astounded at His teaching, for He taught them as one having authority, and not as their scribes." In other words, this stuff Jesus was teaching and talking about is not the sort of preaching and teaching that they'd been hearing down at their local synagogue or down at the temple on the Sabbath from the scribes and the synagogue leaders and the priests and the rest of the religious establishment. In fact, quite to the contrary. Again, listen to what Jesus had to say about the teaching of the scribes and the Pharisees. Matthew chapter 23, beginning at verse 2. "The scribes and the Pharisees sit on Moses' seat. Therefore do whatever they teach you and follow it, but do not do as they do, for they do not practice what they teach. They tie up heavy burdens hard to bear and lay them on shoulders of others, but they themselves are unwilling to lift a finger to move them." So I guess what I'm saying is that there's good preaching and there's bad preaching. It's in the Bible. You can see it around today. Let's just call a spade here. Preaching that brings life, and sadly, preaching that brings death. And people who sit under dead teaching, well, their faith and their passion for Jesus is going to ebb away, and little by little, they grow cold in their faith. Little by little, their faith dies, and they with it. Does that mean good preaching is all hyped and motivational and you know about success and earning a lot of money? No, that's not what makes good preaching. Good preaching speaks the things of God into our lives. There's an authority, there's a gravitas, a weight, a power that reaches into our hearts. The people listening to Jesus were amazed because he spoke with authority. They could just pick it. They knew this was the truth. Remember what Jesus said to his disciples when he was telling them how he was the good shepherd? The one who enters the gate is the shepherd of the sheep, John chapter 10. The gatekeeper opens the gate for him. The sheep hear his voice. He calls his own sheep by name. He leads them out. When he has brought out all his own, he goes ahead of them and the sheep follow him because they know his voice. They won't follow a stranger. They'll run away from the stranger because they don't know the voice of strangers. Jesus said later on in John chapter 10 verse 14, he said, I am the good shepherd. I know my own and my own know me. See, you just know, my friend. Seek out the sort of preaching and teaching that you know comes from God. The sort with authority, the sort through which the power and the grace and the truth and the love of Christ just rings out. Clear, pure, and unmistakable. It's this sort of teaching that God uses to change lives. It's astounding and amazing because you can feel God reaching out through the speaker into the realities of your own life. That's the Holy Spirit doing that, not the preacher, the Holy Spirit. Listen to those sorts of teachers. Don't sit under dead teaching. Scribes and Pharisees, my friend, are alive and well in God's church today. How sad it is to sit there and just learn to wiggle your ears, as I did as a lad, and miss out on the bread of life. Tozer was right. This is no small scandal. Let me leave you with this story today. There was a time just before my wife Jackie and I were married. We were engaged to be married, and it seemed that everything was just going against us. I mean, we were really, really low. We had a great church and a great pastor and a great teacher, but we were just low. So we decided to go down the hill on Sunday evening and visit a different church, just on a whim. The preacher wasn't the regular pastor whom we knew, but a visiting guy from some surfing ministry. He preached on Matthew chapter 14, verses 22 to 33. This is quite a long time ago, and I still remember it. The bit where Jesus walks on the water and Peter steps out of the boat in the middle of the storm. As we listened to this message, we looked at one another because we realized that God had put this message and this preacher there for us, to strengthen us and to encourage us. Over the coming weeks, we persevered through the challenges we faced with a new courage, and it all worked out. And to this day, I remember that message, even though it was decades ago. To this day, when I'm facing challenges and my faith is being challenged and I need courage, I go back to that passage. God still uses that message in my life today. Friend, God is still speaking today. Inspired, anointed preaching and teaching is one of the ways we hear from God. It's mighty, it's powerful, and God can target needs and issues in our lives with pinpoint accuracy. Let me encourage you to find and receive that sort of teaching and preaching in your life. Not the stuff that necessarily entertains you or tickles your ears and tells you what you want to hear, but the sort that tells God's truth with power and authority. Sharing the gospel with as many people as possible so they can experience a real and tangible relationship with God. So before we go, I'd like to tell you about our free daily devotional to help you and your friends draw even closer to Jesus. It's called Fresh. Each day you'll receive a powerful scripture verse together with some words of inspiration, hope, and encouragement. And the best news is that it's free and delivered right to your inbox each and every day, where you can choose to read, listen, or watch the daily video. It's completely up to you. It's God's Word, fresh for you each day. To receive your free daily devotional, just jump onto our website, freshdevotional.org. You'll see that fresh e-devotional sign-up waiting for you right there. And as a bonus, I'll also send you a free copy of the e-book, How Can I Hear God Speak to Me? So head across to the website and sign up to receive Fresh. And I pray that your heart will be touched and transformed as you draw ever closer to Jesus through his word. That web address again, in case you missed it, is freshdevotional.org. I'm Bernie Diamond. Catch you again, same time tomorrow, with
a different perspective.